Divine Encounter Program with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo. Worth hearing.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. My name is Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo, the senior prophet and founder, Air Fire Ministry Incorporated. This is Divine Encounter Program. You are highly welcome. This is a program where you come one-on-one with the Word of God, where you encounter the power of His Word, where the Word of the Lord come alive in your spirit, where the impossible become possible through the power of His Word, where you know your right and your place in the power of God as a child of God. My name is Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo. Keep listening to this message. Enjoy it and stay blessed. God bless you.
Genesis 32, from 22 to 32. Yes.
And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and set them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him under the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And
I will never allow you to go until you touch something about my life. I will never allow you to go until you do something about my situation. I will never let you go until that promises of God come to pass. I need a superior power to activate the promise of God upon the life of Abraham into my life. Therefore, this is the only chance I have. It's either I wrestle till I die, or you do something about my life. Determination. Somebody say determination.
Determination.
If you are going to go far in this year 2025, it depends on your determination. Until you decided and you determined to go beyond limitation, you may never do better than last year. You're doing well this year is your determination. Your rising this year is your determination. Your prosperity this year is your determination. Your speed this year is your determination. Your achievement this year is your determination. The standard of the life you will live this year is not in the hands of the government and government policies. It's not in the hands of any man. It's in your own hands. Determined to be the best. Determined to beat the best and become the best. Determined to beat the record that you have set before. Determined to create a record this year. Decide to advance in every good area of your life. Decide to advance your destiny. Decide to advance in every good things that you know how to do. Decide to advance your call, advance your ministry, advance your business. Refuse to remain the same. Because in the realm of greatness, there's no room for good and better. There's only room for the best. Therefore, be the best. Receive that grace to be the best in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Determination. 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 If you are determined to go forward in life, there's nothing that can stop you. You are not determined. That is why you are still fighting in one spot. Determination is the only key to come out of stagnation. God bless you. Sit down. Determination is the only key to come out of rejection. Determination is so strong that it can change wrong story to a right story. I say it again. Your life is not in the hand of any pastor. Your life is not in my hand. Your success is not in my hand. Your blessing is not in my hand. Your fulfillment is not in my hand. I am only but a servant. Everything about your life is in your own hand. Am I talking to somebody? What is determination? Determination is the quality of being resolute, of being persistent, of being committed to achieve a goal despite the overwhelming challenges, despite the overwhelming difficulties, despite the overwhelming delay, and despite the overwhelming distraction. You will face a lot of challenges this year. You will face a lot of discouragement this year. You have always been having discouragement, especially when you put your trust in man. This year, 2025, don't wait for anybody to come and encourage you. Encourage yourself. Determine that your life must be better than the way it was before. Are we together here? Change your thought, change your mindset, and you will change your life. Waiting for people to come and help you out of your situation is a very, very wrong determination. You must wrestle with your life. You must take chance and take charge of your life. You must take responsibility for your own self. Here come a man called Jacob, the second son of the man called Isaac. Despite stealing his brother's blessing, yet his life was never blessed. Despite having the covenant of God over his life, yet his life was never blessed. Despite being the chosen one, yet the manifestation of the chosen one never revealed upon his life. Until you take the right decision to change your life, no prayer can help you. Here comes this day that he decided to separate himself from the family. Before, they normally slept together, but this day he decided to separate himself so that he can pray. Until you decide that your life will not go the same way with others, you may never live an outstanding life. Are we together in this place? That day he decided he must stay alone. When you were born alone. You were the only one that came out of your mother's belly alone. Then why do you now think your life must depend on people before you can succeed? And when you are going back to where you come from, when you are going back to God, you are going alone. Nobody will follow you. Are we together here? That day the man decide, my life must change or I die. I must rise or I perish. Determination is the only thing that can break the boundary of limitation. Determination is the only thing that can bring you out of long time delay. You may be mocked. You might have been going through mockery for all your life until you decide to do something different. You may still remain the vessel of their mockery. That fateful night, an angel of the Lord was passing. And this man knew this is not a man, but the angel of the Lord. This is the only chance I have. There will be many opportunities this year. Take advantage of them. And don't miss chances. When chances will come, it will come as a problem. When opportunity will come, it will come as a challenge. I mean, there are problems in opportunities, and there are opportunities in problems. The two comes together and they work together. You can't separate them. You solve one to get one. As the angel was passing by, he laid hold of the angels and told him, you can't pass me by. How long have you been praying? Can you show me what you have been receiving? That is because you have not encountered him. You have not gone deeper. you have not gone deeper. You have not taken decision that will change the heavens. You have not taken that decision that God will see in your heart and decide to say, let's give this one chance. And what did he do? Yes?
And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob.
This is after he has wrestled. That's verse 28. Go back to verse 22. Let's start from there.
And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and set them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone.
He was left alone. Learn to pray alone this year. Learn to separate yourself and have a relationship with God. Build your relationship with God through prayer. Are we together? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the... It is not they that dwelleth, it is he that dwelleth. It is singular. Build your secret place. Build your secret place of prayer. Build your secret place of prayer.
Wherever you are, meet us online and on site for a night of divine encounter happening every first Friday of every month, featuring healing, deliverance, breakthrough, prayers, and the word. A night of prophetic utterances that will catapult you to the place of your destiny. Ministry, Prophet Israel Omoniyi Taiwo, and other anointed ministers of God. Venue, the Apostolic Prayer and Deliverance Sanctuary, Eya Fire Ministries, number 27 Oyegboma Street, off Second Power Line, Ugbioko Quarters, Ekema Road, Benin City. Time, 9 p.m. till dawn. Or hook up with us on Facebook at Eya Fire Ministries. Night of Divine Encounter, happening every first Friday of every month. Come, your testimonies await.
What is determination? Ability to continue trying to do something. Despite the challenges, difficulties that you are passing through. There are many businesses that have shut down because you can no longer contend. Whatsoever God has given you to achieve this year, you have a power to contend against. You have an altar to contend against. You have principality to contend against. You must contend or you remain the same. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. You must contend. You must not stop trying. It's only determination that will change your life this year. Determine to work hard and never to be lazy. Determine to think deep. Determine to change your life pattern. Determine to come out of the family pattern that have not allowed you to prosper all this year. Determine to change your story. Determine to change the name they have given you. They call you failure and you are not doing anything. And you stick to that name. And it's normal to fail. It's normal to fail. But why are you not rising from your failure? Yes?
Verse 24. Yeah. Rise ye up.
Rise ye up.
Take your journey.
Continue your life.
And pass over the river. And
pass over this river of limitations.
Behold, I have given unto thy hand.
I have hand over to you.
Sihon the Amorite.
This king of Amorite.
King of Heshbon.
Uh-huh.
And his land.
And all of their land.
Begin to possess
this
it.
This is God talking to the children of Israelite. He has given them all of this land. And their king. And their water. And their pasture. And their gold. And their treasures. He has given them all. He said, begin to possess it on one condition. What's the condition?
And contend with
him. Contend with them in battle. That God has given you a man to marry doesn't mean the battle is over. That you are hitting twice a day does not mean your battle is over. Whatever God has given to you, there's a power that is waiting to stop you. It's either you stop them or they stop you. One must stop one. Are we together? You stop growing because you stop fighting. You stop growing.
growing because you are not doing anything to grow beyond where you are. Your comfort zone has destroyed a lot of time, has consumed a lot of time. You are not trying to get out of your comfort zone. I prophesy to the life of whoever that wants to get out. Hear the word of the Lord today. You are coming out of that comfort zone.
Amen!
That comfort zone that will not allow you to go ahead into your Canaan land. May that comfort zone reject you.
Amen!
The effort you put into your life that took you to where you are, why did you now relent? At least I have tried. At least I have tried enough. I am better than many now. Are you saying, Beloke? Don't sit down there. That is not your last bus stop. You must keep trying. Determined to be better this year. Because this year comes with a lot of opportunity. But the opportunity will not announce itself as opportunity. It will announce itself as a problem. So this year is the year you solve problems and make it. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
It's a year you do what? You solve problems. And from the problem you solve, you begin to make it. This is a year your life must answer questions. This is a year your life must give solutions. This is a year your life must be different. This is a year your life must produce something, not consuming people. I prophesy, you will go far.
Amen.
Determination is what you choose to do based on purpose, based on your belief, based on your vision, based on your revelation, based on your revelational knowledge about yourself and your personal resolution. Refuse not to be the same like 2024. To me, 2025 begin since last year, September, not January. I have been praying, I have been fasting, I have been waiting, I have been sowing, I have been giving, I have been sacrificing since last year, September, about the year we are in. When you enter January and you now say, it is now you want to draw out a plan, you are already left behind schedule, but it's never too late. Come out of your shell and try to go forward. And you will realize there's no limitation that can stop you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Quickly, let me tell you, just breathe enemy of determination. Why a lot of people could not determine? Why a lot of people remain the way they are? Why a lot of people could not press forward? Look at the story of the woman of the issue of blood, the book of Luke chapter 8, 43 to 48. He has tried many physicians, nobody could help her. Family could not help her. Husband have run away. Nobody could withstand the odor and the smell. She has spent all she had. Everybody has given up on her, but she refused to give up on herself. Where you are giving up on yourself, you better just dust yourself, get up from that position and start moving forward. Because either you do well, you will be mocked. You didn't do well, you will be mocked. It's better you do well for them to talk. Are we together here? If you prosper, they will talk about you. If you are poor, now go worse pass. There's a level you will receive the blessings of God. They will say, this man don't go do something. Let them say that. It's better than poverty. There's no poverty in your life. It's just your determination. Decide now. And by December 31st, you will be grateful that you take a strong step. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes,
let's read that Luke, yes?
Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians.
Because of problems, she has spent everything. She doesn't have anything again. Problem will come to consume your finance. Problem will come to suck your source of living. Discouragement will come to reduce your value. Determined never to stop and never to stop believing. Yes?
Neither could be healed of any. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stashed. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
Everybody is looking for Christ. She knows she does not have a chance. She determined inside her heart, "This man cannot have my time. This stinking odor of my body will not allow people to give me chance." But she pushed herself. Tell your neighbor, say, "Push yourself."
Push yourself.
If a woman never pushed in the labor room, she will die with that baby. But when a woman pushed, two lives is spared. A life and the life of the child. And if a baby never cried, that baby will never be hungry. The first gift of God for a man in life is hunger. Therefore, learn to sacrifice in fasting concerning your life this year. Push! Do everything within the sphere of the scripture to make sure you push your life to the next level. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
And Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
Start over again.
Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood.
And a woman having an issue of blood.
12 years.
12, how many years?
12 years.
It doesn't matter how long you have been like that. Make sure that this year is not the same. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
Make sure this year is not the same.
Moving forward.
Are you a minister of God, a businessman or woman? Are you single or married? Are you a professional official in need of a breakthrough through the corporate anointing? Search no further as Eyafaya Ministries presents the Morning Liberation Service, happening every Monday of every week. It's a place where powers bow to the name of Jesus Christ, ministering Prophet Israel Omoyeyi Taiwo and other anointed ministers of God. Venue, the Apostolic Prayer and Deliverance Sanctuary, Eyafaya Ministries, number 27 Oyegboma Street, off Second Power Line, Ugbioko Quarters, Ekemwa Road, Benin City. Time, 9 a.m. prompt. You can also hook up with us on our Facebook page at Eyafaya Ministries. Monday Liberation Service, a place of true grace and speed. See you there.
Who is going to help you? You must help yourself. You must help yourself. You must help yourself. Stop wasting time thinking somebody is the one that will come and help you. Help yourself, then God will help you. Yes?
Which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any.
She couldn't be healed. Where men fail to help you, divine help will appear in your life.
Amen.
Yes?
Came behind him and touched the border of his garment.
He touched the head of the garment of Christ.
And immediately, her issue of blood stanched.
Instantly, when your determination met with the power of God, a miracle will be produced. When your determination met with divine intervention, something new will happen in your life. God is not interested in who is not willing to give any try at all about their life. Remember, Jesus never went to look for this woman. This woman was the one who went to look for Christ. Seek God this year. validate your calling. Yes.
And Jesus said,
Who
touched me?
Who touched me?
When all the night, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and praised thee.
But why will you say who touched you? And they touched you. John touched you. James touched you. Bartholomew touched you. Judas touched you. We are all touching you. Even people were touching you. All of us were touching you. Why will you say who touched you? We don't. All of us, they touch you. Yes?
And Jesus said, somebody has touched me.
There is a different touch. Tell your neighbor, take a step.
Take a step.
And the Lord will order your life.
And the Lord will order your life.
Yes?
For I perceive.
I perceive.
That virtue gone out of me.
The power gone out of me. Who did this power go to heal? It's an open check. You are the one that will write the amount. It's determination. Yes?
And when the woman saw that she was not healed,
the woman realized that her body, her health, her life, her sickness of 12 years is no longer the same. She's now fine. What did she do?
She came trembling.
She came with fear.
And falling down before him.
Baba Lao, Nami.
She declared unto him.
Nami.
Before all the people.
Nami.
For that cause she
for 12 good years I have been like this.
She had touched him.
I decided I will touch you.
And how she
and
was
I healed. Knew when I touch you, my life will be different. Determination. Determination. Determine now to go back to the project you abandoned. Determine to go and finish your house. Determine to build your business. Determine to improve your life. Determine to advance your calling. Determine to live better than this. Determine to sacrifice time in prayer, time in fasting, time in meditation, time in relationship with God. Determine that your life must not remain the same like ever or like before. Determine you will never be a servant of the people. This one will use you, dump you. That one will use you, dump you. This one will use you. Are you a toilet? Decide now that you will not remain the same like that again. You have been serving this year, you must be served. It's the power of your determination. Yes?
And he said unto her,
Daughter,
be of good comfort.
Don't worry.
Thy faith had made thee whole.
Because of your determination, your sickness has expired. Hear the word of the Lord. Today, whatever that has been holding you down, they release you now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Quickly, let me tell you. 10 enemy of determination. Why some people can never determine to go forward in their life. Why some people can never be better. Why they can never be changed in their life. Why they can never come out of that situation. Number one, procrastination. What you are supposed to do now, you are procrastinating tomorrow. What you are supposed to do now, you are shifting it in next week. What you are supposed to do now, you are shifting it in next year. What you are supposed to do now, you are procrastinating about it. When tomorrow comes, you see another tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, you see another tomorrow. Do you think tomorrow will finish? You forget that yesterday was once today's tomorrow. Today was once yesterday tomorrow. Every time you are procrastinating, a life is lost. Every time you are procrastinating, some virtue are lost. Every time you are procrastinating, you are wasting time of your whole life. Number one enemy of determination is procrastination. Avoid procrastinating this year. Whatever your hand laid upon to do, do it diligently on time. Don't wait! Because time will never wait for anybody.
For prayer, counseling, fellowship, and one-on-one prophetic encounter with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omoniyi Taiwo, please call the following numbers. 081-33-933-044 or 081-170-578-29 or visit our church headquarters, Eya Fire Ministries, Incorporated, number 27 Oyegbawa Street, off Second Power Line, off Upper Ekenwan Road, Ugbi Oko Quarters, Benin City.